This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. All adults will be eligible to get a COVID-19 shot by May 1st, says President Biden. And last night in his address to the nation, he said July 4th could mark the beginning of normal. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with the president's message.
July 4th with your loved ones is the goal.
The president says there's a good chance Americans can gather in small groups to mark Independence Day and the start of independence from the virus. But he warns it's just a goal.
I need you.
It can only happen if all Americans do their part by following health guidelines and getting vaccinated as soon as possible. In a primetime speech, the president said if things get worse,
then we may have to reinstate restrictions to get back on track.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president's COVID-19 relief package, now law, will start depositing money into Americans' bank accounts as soon as this weekend. As much as $1,400 in direct payments to most Americans. AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace says the Biden administration thinks this relief plan is a winner for them.
They think that there are provisions in this package that are going to be broadly popular, that are not going to be as something that just Democrats like and Republicans don't. And that really revolves around the money that is going to land in the bank accounts of Americans.
Colorado is calling in the National Guard to help during what's expected to be a monster snowstorm this weekend. Maybe 2 feet of snow in some parts of Colorado near the Wyoming border. Derek Chauvin's murder trial in Minneapolis resumes today as they continue to choose jurors. Chauvin charged with murder and manslaughter in the death of George Floyd. He's pleaded not guilty. Honda has plans to sell 2 all-electric SUVs in the 2024 model year. This is AP News. A man without any credentials spent hours on a military base outside Washington. The AP's Tim McGuire reports.
Joint Base Andrews in Maryland, just outside Washington, houses Air Force One and a number of other aircraft used by members of Congress, the Cabinet, and ranking military officers. Back on February 4th, a man drove through a gate onto the base without being challenged by gate security. Surveillance footage shows the man, dressed in black, no visible credentials, and wearing a pink or red cap with distinctive balls on the top that resembled mouse ears. He spent time at the base exchange, back to his car, his whereabouts unknown over the next 4 hours. Air Force Inspector General Sammy Sade says they had no idea they had an intruder until the man was spotted on the flight line by an airman who alerted security. He was taken into custody as he was walking off an airplane. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.